it is an important keyword in the PCI MC. On the other hand, you say it's against the AI machine.
Yeah.
There is a very drastic, not change, but why you choose this AI against AI machine. And I'm interested in more people interested in genes. Genes. There's a more hand to hand.
Yeah.
So you first beginning of your activity try to how to share the technique and structure, infrastructure like that. But after 25 years, you try to more use printing and zines. So it is one impressive for me.
Well, I think that we have always been dedicated to making media and technology for equality and liberation, for democracy.
Yeah.
And there's always been a movement to capture media and technology for domination and profit making. And we're living at a time when my friend Alfredo Lopez of May 1st People Link, he says the internet is not the people who developed it or even who the corporations that you know kind of move things on it. It's billions of people wanted to communicate to one another with one another, and they created the internet. And so he talks about the organic internet is really our relationships. So if we have a corporate agenda that's basically trying to capture those relationships and turn us against each other, then we have to think, what's the antidote to that? We have a situation where AI is basically, as many tools are, could be helpful, right? But when captured by corporate interests, it is already being used to get rid of our cultural producers, our journalists, our writers, our artists. It's replacing them, right? And it's not replacing them with something better. It's replacing them using algorithms that are trained on histories of racism, sexism, homophobia, classism, right? So it's reproducing and kind of exacerbating inequities we have. And so all of a sudden, we're in a position where we spent all this time helping people get online with UC2B, with Community Wireless, because that's where we were making media that was an alternative to corporate media, television, radio, right? And now we are, what we want to do is to help people connect to their own stories and to each other in authentic ways. That's always what we wanted. And to build participation towards democratic liberation. And AI is turning the internet into a cesspool. And so I asked a group, I convened Mala from Common Notions, and John from The Independent out of New York, which is a newspaper in New York that's made a huge difference, print newspaper of about 35,000 a month. And Anita Chan, who is an expert in predatory data. And then Janice Jays from our Public Eye newspaper. And I wanted to have the conversation, which is a legitimate question. What role can independent presses play at this time when our commons is being taken over by robots that are trained on racism? And that's a legitimate question. I don't have the answer to it. And I think actually the IMC should be a place where we hold conversations about legitimate questions we don't have the answers to yet.
Yeah.
And that's one of it. So I pulled them together and I learned a lot from that panel, particularly from Anita Chan, Dr. Chan from the Community Data Clinic, who really talked about the foundations, the contradiction of having students who are getting ready to work in Silicon Valley who are basically being asked to further technologies that are based in eugenics, where their roots and their history is based in eugenics, particularly around Asian, African-American, Jewish, etc. communities, right? Immigrant communities generally. So I thought that was really interesting for us to have that conversation about I am curious right now, like, should we be moving, you know, people offline? And I'm feeling that way with a 14-year-old son who's glued to the screen, and myself who feels like, you know, as I produce more, I'm producing less, right? Like I'm asking questions about whether or not we should sit around, you know, can we have more and more people sitting around tables talking about what matters to them and sharing that information in print? Because the printed form, it's not tracking your eyeballs to see what you read and feeding you more of it. It is simply, that is a place where you can write your thoughts and feelings without surveillance. That is where we're at now. So I wanted to talk through what that means. I'm not telling everybody to get offline. I'm online all the time. But what I'm saying is we should have these conversations. How do we further the media democracy in the era of AI? How do we do that? I don't know.
I don't know. But I think the AI is easy to respond to some answer. I researched about Notting Hill in the 1960s. At that time, the grassroots activity, the women group set up the printing shop.
Mm-hmm.
Printing shop.
Yes.
And they learned to go to the industry and how to use a print, big print. And they started the printing shop in 1968. And I interviewed such kind of persons,
yes,
the activist. And I realized printing is important tool to print out. But what is important, printing are there. So people come to make newspaper. So every weekend or every night, the more people come and talk. And what I learned is like this. And they try to make the paper. And so process more important. Not only just to print out, on the process.
Exactly, the conversation that gives rise to the printing.
And so printing shop is a space for share.
Yes.
For information and people coming to. And then also after printing, and they go to the load and give. You can read.
That's
free or $1.
Yeah.
£1. £1 is expensive, but give. And sometimes go to the print the shop for the newspaper and put, or secret put, like that. So I cannot say AI is useful or not, but indeed sometimes useful, AI. But for me, what is the problem is that they shortcut the process. So important point is how to share the process with people.
Correct. It's about the people. It's not about the technology. So it's never, in our movements, it's never been about the technology for technology's sake. We can get very excited about the gadget, but who cares? This should be a method for us to communicate, to organize for a better world for all. I'm holding up my cell phone. This is what it's meant for. And if it isn't that, if it's not a way to keep us connected and to organize for a better world for all, I'm not so interested in. But the people, the process, you know, Ricardo Levins Morales, who was quoted during our anniversary, he said, the soil is more important than the seed, you know? So the process of and us gathering together is more important than the particular technology. I just finished a book where I used AI to find all of the page numbers in my footnotes. It saved me a lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
That's a great
because whatever technology we produce, it's not good or bad. It's neutral, and you have to ask, who is that technology serving? Is that technology serving democracy, or is that technology serving autocracy and capitalist over basically chewing through the finite planet of resources? And so who the master is of that technology, so is it to further logics of inclusion, or is it to further logics of superiority? So, but I wanted to bring in the AI, you know, if the indie presses against the AMI machine, meaning both press making print, but also pressing against it, physically pressing against it. Like, how are we holding it back? How could we use it differently? Right now, it is absolutely driven by a corporate agenda that when probably the most frightening aspect of the current regime that we're living under in the United States is the way in which the ideology of hate has been has linked up and joined forces with the power of Silicon Valley. And that marriage that happened recently with Trump offering Elon Musk, you know, hey, if you endorse me, I'll give you what you want. That marriage between big tech and autocratic regimes, it's been there for a while. It's there in many ways. It's why people can... You can sit in a basement in Colorado and kill children in Afghanistan and Palestine. And you can be... And that is through a technology that has married that kind of militaristic imperialism with technology has been there for a while. That it is so open and so kind of shameless at this point is really frightening. And so we have to ask ourselves a lot of questions about how we want to navigate on and offline spaces. And what does it mean now to organize? We saw the opening. Indie media saw the internet as a point of leverage for change in the era of media consolidation. Now we see what the internet has become and social media has become, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. What is our next step? Or next steps in terms of using media and technology for social change, given our current situation?
So just to reject, just against, is not easy for the future, but how to make the process with people, that is more important for me.
Absolutely. And how does instead of making some big process, how do we have many, 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 many processes? Many conversations, many small groups, many different spaces of humanity. Yeah. That actually, I think, is our future, is many small spaces of humanity. And that might mean like a group of people getting together to make a zine that they distribute in the little front box of their house, you know, and to talk about license plate readers, which my neighbor did. They made a little zine and put it in the front box of their house. And I was walking by their house and I pulled out the zine, and it's a whole zine on surveillance and license plate readers. Okay. So like, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in what happens when you have many, many. We might be a time, if we want to develop an alternative to the monster that is growing in our midst, right? That is literally destroying our planet. I mean, the data centers that feed AI have doubled the cost of our utilities, and people are going into the winter without power. That is true, right? And that, so we are at a time when we should be absolutely doing everything in our power to stop energy consumption. The internet is now a incredible driver of energy consumption that is supercharging climate change that will destroy us all. How could we participate in that right now? We need to seed. This is a time to scatter many, many alternatives within a shared analysis that capitalism is a cancer that is going to destroy us all, even the billionaire class. They will lose everything. Mars is uninhabitable. There is no alternative but this planet. We have one planet, and we have to learn how to live on it in balance with the Earth. Right? Yeah. And so the world, all of a sudden, all of the efforts to get people to go online, I fundamentally question it, because it is now tied to burning up the planet and destroying us all. And that's not where we were 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, we were beaming internet from one house to the other using trash.
Yeah.
In Pringles cans, yeah, and starting to bring people away from, you know, Fox News and ABC and CBS. We were trying to help them be able to make sense of their world by accessing independent media that was made by grassroots organizers all over the world, who then would convene at world social forums to talk about a people's agenda. That's where we were. We're in a different place now.
Yeah.
So what does our future look like?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I held this. I mean, we're, you know, why I held this, and we will need to hold, and that's why I, with Elizabeth Adams, wrote the book Remaking Democracy, How We Make the Worlds We Want. That book comes out in March, published by Comet Notions Press. And I would love to, we already had a workshop with Thailand to talk about constitutional reform and how the ideas in that book could play a role in thinking about how to do strategic change in systems. And so too, I would love to connect directly with your Japanese colleagues, even if it's only online, for us to be able to have those conversations.
Yeah.